Well, she was not nominated for an Emmy today, but baker Imogen Von Mertens has caught the attention of our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, who was at a wedding in New Hampshire when she noticed that the person responsible for the wedding cake was 11 years old. Imogen Von Mertens is now 12, and she's here with us. Welcome.
Hi.
Well, what got you interested in baking?
I've always loved food, and my dad has always been a baker, and he always bakes, and I used to watch, well, I still watch a bunch of Food Network shows and stuff, and I really wanted to bake and stuff, so I just started baking, and I kept on doing it more and more, and I started coming up with my own flavors.
And some of the cakes you have made are pretty impressive. I've seen them, multi-levels and tiers. How did you get into that? Because that becomes much more complicated.
I don't know. I've seen, like, pictures of them and stuff, and they were all kind of interesting to me, and I always thought, like, oh my God, those are so beautiful. How am I going to do those? And I tried.
And how do you do them?
They have to have supports and stuff, so you put wooden dowels in them, and you just pretty much stack them on top of each other, and then you either wrap them in fondant or you use icing and you use a comb to smooth it out.
Now, it's one thing to make that for fun and maybe have your family eat it. It's another thing to make it for a wedding, which you did. And we've actually got the bride here with us as well. Tracy Coleman, thank you for being here. What was your thought process that led you to have, at the time, an 11-year-old make your wedding cake?
I had been friends with her mom and dad for quite a while, and I would go over and Imogen would be happily baking, and her supply list got bigger and bigger, all her baking accessories. And when I thought about who I wanted to make the cake, she came to mind.
And did you have to give her a lot of direction of what you wanted, or did you just
go for it? She had a list of recipes, of choices, and we just picked, well, the ones we thought would be really good. She had 110 cupcakes and all different flavors. And the cake was, what, lime?
It was lime with a berry compote and vanilla frosting with berries on top.
Mm. But you didn't bring that in for me, sadly, to taste. Imogen, how nervous were you to be responsible for someone's big day like that?
I wasn't as nervous as my parents were. They were, like, freaking out, and I was like, oh, it's okay, I'll finish it on time. But, yeah.
Now, you have brought in some cupcakes here. What do we have?
I have my key lime pie cupcakes.
Which is, like, my favorite thing on the planet, by the way, but go ahead.
And I have banana peanut butter honey cupcakes.
Okay, that also sounds good, but the key lime pie one sounds better. Now, should we try them right now?
Sure.
Okay. Now, how did you make this while I'm tasting it?
So, it has a graham cracker crust to, like, sort of be, like, the crust on a key lime pie. And then it has a key lime cake, and it has whipped cream, like, on the top and toasted coconut.
Okay, and then here we have the peanut butter
banana honey.
Okay, I'll try this. There are two of them here, by the way. Tracy, if you want to try one, you're welcome to.
You know, I never got to taste any of the cupcakes at my wedding.
Okay.
The one I wanted was the, what was it, banana chocolate peanut butter cup or something?
The banana peanut butter honey.
Oh, the honey really makes it. How important is the presentation? Is that icing or the flowers or whatever you do just to make things look pretty as opposed to taste good?
I really like them to taste good. That's really probably the most important part to me. I really focus on the flavor, and then I do the decoration. And the decorating is my favorite part.
And what's your favorite one to eat?
Probably my chai cupcakes. Those are my favorite. But I don't really love cake.
Really?
I prefer tiramisu and creme brulee.
See, we totally buried the lead there. Wait a minute. What? You don't like cake?
I don't love cake. I'll try it. So I come up with these flavors, and then I try them, and I'm like, okay, they're good, they're perfect, and then I sell
them. Go off and
have
a tiramisu.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that, actually. I think tiramisu and creme brulee are both very good. Although
I haven't tried your creme brulee. How about flan? Do you do flan?
I've never.
We'll have to get that going.
12-year-old cake baker Imogen Von Mertens and bride Tracy Coleman, whose cake was made by Imogen. Thanks both for coming in.
Well, thank you for having us.